Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One of the girls messaged me and said she couldn't stop laughing at you saying
you're not a Guinness girl, like a girly Guinness, girly.
Oh.
I'm not a girly Guinness girl.
No, not a girly Guinness girl. Although on Saturday night, they didn't have Guinness and I was in Dublin and they only had Beamish. So I was on the Beamish for the night. And then the next day, Mick was like, oh my God, Clara, your Beamish breath is disgusting. She was like, get into the bathroom now. I was like, oh no, my Beamish breath. So I'm never, ever having Beamish again.
Oh my God, that's not sexy.
Beamish breath.
Give a girl a break. It's not like you wanted to drink it.
You had a big day in the gas. Can't blame me for that.
Absolutely not. Hello. Happy Tuesday and welcome back to House of Gossip. Hog, your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment with the dazzling Clara Kavanagh and me, Sophie Lyons. Clara, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Sophie. Happy Tuesday.
Great to have you. Happy Tuesday. If you're listening to this not on Tuesday, happy whatever day it is. Wow.
Hello to the Hoglets.
Yes, we're here to serve you up any deep dish that we want to talk about, any rumblings we've heard, anything we've heard on the streets, on Reddit, social circles. Actually, I just realized someone told me something last night that was so defamatory towards an Irish celebrity, and I honestly almost kicked the table. I was like, who told you that? And the person was like, oh, such and such. And I was like, and how does she know? And they're like, well, I'm not really. And I was like, well, you shouldn't actually be repeating that. It was so defamatory to the person and not right, especially given what's happening with that person at the moment. Like, really not cool.
Can I guess?
No. Like, seriously, and the girl was Irish. A note, if you're Irish, don't go talking shit about other Irish celebs.
God.
Have we talked shit about any Irish celebs?
I'm sure.
But not, like, defamatory stuff. Every now and again, we'll be like, oh,
yeah.
This is really not cool.
God, coming in hot today, Sofs.
I know. Anyway, back we go. Clara, kick it off. Would you like to do as you do or as you test this week? Which one are you picking?
I'm keeping your fire lit and I have as you test.
Hit me.
I'm not going to say what book it is, but I have chosen a book for book club and it's so bad. And there's nothing worse than reading a bad book and having to like say, like, I hate giving up on a book because it just feels very like unfinished. And the book club girls are like really struggling with it as well. And like, it's such an effort. It's honestly like 300 pages of dribble where nothing's happened. It came so highly recommended and I just can't believe it's so shit. And it's like, when I look at it, I want to punch it. And with the cover is like, has all these flowers on it and makes it look like a bereavement pamphlet. And I was like, oh my God.
I hate that word, pamphlet.
Pamphlet, it looks like a pamphlet of like
pamphlet,
yeah, or like,
oh my God, sorry, would you go back to the person, people who recommended it being like, what were you talking about? Or do you remember who recommended it?
It came recommended from a good, like, definitely two people.
Do you remember who they are?
Yeah, you see, I don't want to name and shame them because like they took the time to give me the reco. But like, it was not a good reco.
The only thing I think with recommendations are is that you, one, must take them with a pinch of salt and you should try them.
Yeah.
Equally, like, you know, stuff like skincare, restaurants, you know, when you're traveling as well and people be like, you have to go here, you have to go there.
Mm.
There is a massive, like, you have to take the chance that you could not like it. Equally, the people who don't, you know, go to a movie or read a book because someone told them it wasn't good. Get your own opinion.
That's true.
I remember someone saying to me about Erasmus that their mum's friend's daughter went on Erasmus and didn't like it. So she had no interest in going. And I just thought, is this the age we're living in? That you overheard that someone else's daughter didn't like it. So that's you done.
Exactly.
Get a clue.
But get a clue and also get a backbone that you're just obviously looking for any excuse not to go in your Erasmus.
I think it was an excuse thing. I don't think she would have been able to handle the fact that you're like going alone and you've to, you know, put yourself out there.
Fend for yourself.
Yeah.
And what is about recommendations is they are, and I know we do them on the podcast, but they are very personal. Like you could go to a restaurant or like read a book and then it or see a movie and it's like you really enjoyed it at that time because of like the mood you're in and the things that you can relate to in that meal, in that page of a book or whatever. So it is very personal.
Totally is.
Yeah, this one though, like, you know, with book clubs, it is, you know, when people are choosing and you want to pick a good one and like impress your fellow literary ladies.
Scholars.
So I've really fallen at the first hurdle. And if anything, like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, people aren't going to finish it. People are going to give up. I still have, like, 120 pages to go, and it's going to be on Wednesday.
But that's the point of a book club.
Yeah, I know. But, like, because I was in a book club in Dublin, and, like, there was really good ones where you'd stay, like, so long talking about it and, like, conversation piece. This one's just, like, eh.
But some people like ranting.
Yeah. You know, there's some books, like, say, with Dolly Alderton's Good Material, read recently, that you're upset, you're getting to the end of it, and then you're reading loads because you're really enjoying it. This, when you hate a book, or like when you're not gelling with the story, it's just like, oh, I just have to get through, and it feels like a real schlep.
Equally, there's nothing more annoying than when someone asks you for something, and then like for a recommendation thing, and then you tell them, and then they come back and be like, oh, I didn't like that. You'd be like, well, I didn't push it on you, so go away. Like, as in, my taste in dining and cuisine is like minimal faff and fuss. Like, I don't like anything faffy. Like silver service, nah, out the door. And there's been a few times where someone would ask me, and then I can't remember what it was, and I said, told them restaurants, and they're like, oh yeah, I really didn't. It's like, well, you didn't have to go there in the first place. Find your own restaurant.
Yeah. So yeah, recommendations are a dicey game. But anyway, sorry, rant over. So what are you, J'adore, your suggestion?
Mine's as simple as J'adore. I think I spoke about it in early January that one of my New Year's resolutions was to do Reform or Pilates. Yes. I've really gotten into the swing of it and I love it.
Oh, there we go.
The classes go like, you're not like, just when you're thinking like, oh, fuck, it's kind of over.
Brilliant.
Because everything changes so quickly. You really feel it after. If someone's like bored of their workout, I'd really recommend it. I really, really like it.
Oh, I'd love to try.
Yeah. Now, it does like really activate some muscles that have never worked.
You're like, I didn't know you existed.
Seriously, some of them you're like, oh, my God, why is that making that noise? But I really like it.
Wow.
And I have no notes on it.
Yeah, I'm doing Pilates in my gym, but I'd really like to try the Reformer.
You know the machine? Sorry, it's not a machine, but the contraption thing. They cost about 10 grand.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, I was at a spa at the weekend.
Wow.
In the relaxation room after your treatment, they have these beds that you sit on and relax. Stunning. And you can move the like foot section up, or you can raise yourself like your back up, like full electric beds. Unreal. I cannot imagine how much they cost. Like, honestly,
really?
They'd be in the 10 grands or multiples, and they had about 12 of them or something. Like, huge money.
Like, they're essentially a hospital bed in a spa.
A glamorized hospital bed. I didn't want to say it, you did. And what's that? Not a CAT scan.
MRI.
MRI machines cost something like 10 million.
Yeah.
For one.
That's why there's such long waiting lists.
I said to someone like years ago, I was like, why doesn't everyone just get an MRI every now and again and then any disease can be, you know, kind of picked up? And they're like, because like the cost of that. I was like, but it would save a lot of people. I'm just saying. So that's my J'adore. If anyone is sick of their workout, want to try something new, challenge your every muscle
that exists, I'd really recommend. And it's not as intimidating as it looks.
Yeah, I was worried that like my leg would be thrown over my shoulder or whatever.
Because there's cables, I think anything cable-wise is actually very intimidating. Yeah. And it just wasn't.
Very good, Sophs.
Thank you so much. Anyway, moving on from Clara's shitty book and my new love for Pilates, let's hit our main topics. Gazer, I'm told that you have a bit of a hit list this week.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a bit of a news roundup, if you will. So a quick fire, what's going on, tidbits of goss. Are you ready?
Ready, shoot.
Celebrity Big Brother finished on Friday. Sadly, Louis didn't win. The real winner of the show was Miss Sharon Osbourne. She was just like iconic from start to finish. And she got 100K a day. She was in there for 9 days, £7,000 a minute for her time in the Big Brother house. And the way she calls Louis Lulu, I just loved it.
Did she call him Lulu? That's very cute.
She's like, Lulu, no. But 100K a day, imagine. Because I think Ozzy's quite sick. He's quite bad at Parkinson's.
Yeah. I think that's why she didn't want to go in for too long, she said.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Good Friday is upon us. And that means Cowboy Carter is being released.
On Good Friday?
Yes, on Friday the 29th. Like, how thoughtful of Beyonce to give us a day off so we can just line dance around our homes to her new album.
Loving her visuals.
Stunning.
Did you see the cornrows with the American flag beadery?
Yes, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the cigar.
Wow.
To round out the news, we've got news of a new podcast. Another dynamic duo like ourselves, Sophie.
Go on.
And it is Kardashian exes, Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom, have come together to launch a podcast called, I'm not joking, Keeping Up With Sports.
Don't.
So they're trading off the Keeping Up With name, kind of poking fun at it.
Is it just about sports?
So, and I quote, the podcast wants to show the human side of being an athlete, wants to go behind the headlines. I'm quoting all this from the bio. Entertaining perspective on personal stories behind the champions, and wants to show what it takes to become an athlete and the effect on your personal life and the highs and lows of being in the spotlight.
Oh my.
Yeah, originally it was meant to be out like last week, but now it just says it's coming soon.
Do you think that's because there's like litigation involved?
I wonder. And one of the guests will be Amber Rose, another ex of the Kardashian clan, Kanye West's ex. So, thoughts? Reflections?
That is so bizarre.
Really bizarre.
That also feels a bit yucky, does it?
I don't really know where to begin. I think with doing that kind of a podcast, and you're calling it Keeping Up With Sports, kind of poking fun at, we're like in the wake of the Kardashian clan. But then there's also a little bit that's like, you are kind of just trading off and like making money off their coattails a little bit. It's like, would you not go out and do something on your own?
I mean, they're not the first, and they're not the last, like.
No.
And it's like a spin-off.
Say, can we, yeah, exactly. From Chloe's point of view, you've got your ex-husband talking to your stepdad.
And I don't think Chloe and him talk.
No. And didn't Lamar like marry like Chloe's basically twin? I remember in like the wedding episode, we talk about it all the time. Of Chloe's wedding episode with Lamar. And like, remember the walking down the aisle scenes and like giving her away, and like Lamar was asking for like the hand in marriage. Lamar and Caitlyn have had such a, they had a real like nestling in period, shall we call it. And then like now they're coming back together to do a podcast. It just seems, I don't know, Caitlyn's just so not a nice person. So I feel like I'd be like, hate listening to it if anything, but.
Did you see that episode where Caitlyn is like getting on to Chris because her career isn't going the way she wants it?
Yes.
And it's like her girlfriend slash, it's not a manager, I don't know what she does for her, but she gets on to Chris and Chris is like, I can definitely like give her guidance and stuff like that. And I'd say after she came out with the About Bruce episodes and all that, like that was such a media frenzy. It was so big. And I'd say after that, there was just this drop off point.
And then it's like, oh, well, where do you go from there? Like,
I know. And then, but it's also like, Caitlin wrote this really horrible book. And also even in the TV show, even in Caitlin's TV show, it was like, you've done this amazing thing. You've transitioned. You've, you know, you're stepping into your truth finally in your like mid 60s. You're finally becoming who you were meant to be. But then you're just a bit of a mean person. And then really Republican, really right wing. Didn't Caitlin run for like governor of California?
What?
Yeah, trying to be like a bit political. And like even in Caitlin's autobiography, it was very like not a nice or gracious person. I didn't really get from that.
I won't be listening to that.
No, it just seems a bit like rejecty to me, like a rejects club, like do your own.
Also, is Lamar like sober now?
Surely he can't take any more drugs. Yeah, he is sober.
Woo!
He's acquired 3 rehab centres in California, helping people turn their lives around.
I won't be listening to that. I don't have much interest in it, but
all it's missing is Scott Disick. I'm serious. Like, it's just a bit like get your own life.
I wonder how much money they get for it.
Oh, you see, American, how you're on big podcasting money. So
see, if they were still in the fold of the family, it would be a normal idea.
Mm.
Yeah, they're not. Also, Keeping Up With Sports, like, could they not have done just a completely independent title?
Yeah, it just points attention at it rather than doing your own thing. It's just bogus, the whole thing.
I agree.
Like Amber Rose, like what are they going to talk about? Like Kanye, like it's so weird.
Yeah, no, thank you.
It's like a club. Anyway, Sophie, right. What do they say at the end of news reports? Thanks for stopping by, San Diego.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So my topic is a bit airy-fairy, but in a nutshell, there's this stylist called Maeve Reilly. And I first saw her when she was working with Hailey Bieber and Megan Fox. And it was when, it was before Hailey Bieber got married to Justin Bieber,
okay.
But she was going out with him. So like, I mean, she's still everywhere, but she was really getting photographed a lot with her very made up outfits. Like it was very curated.
Okay.
And it was like street style. And Maeve Reilly's been Hailey Bieber size since she was 19. She styled her wedding, all that. And then she also did Megan Fox. So like 2 years ago when Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly had that big kind of push together as a couple and it was really sexy and stuff, she was styling her. And from what I got from it, like especially with Hailey Bieber, they were friends. And then I noticed the Met Gala 2 years ago that Maeve wasn't her stylist on it. So then I did a bit of Googling at the time and they've separated.
Oh.
I saw something about Megan Fox. Oh, she was on Call Her Daddy recently and then I went onto her Instagram and then her latest tagged stylist isn't Maeve Reilly, it's someone else. And I just got into this whole thought about how awkward it must be parting ways with a stylist, especially when you're on each other's Instagrams for ages and ages. And if it ends badly, I don't know if it could end very well, to be honest. And then I was going into all these other ones that I was thinking about, like Zendaya, her stylist announced retirement really randomly.
Okay.
Law Roach announced retirement and it was like this big deal. I think he works with Zendaya though. So that's another thing. I then started thinking about all these other ones. Like, remember Joyce Benelli? She was like, was she hair or makeup for the Kardashians?
Oh, I think she was makeup.
All over it. Then they fell out with her. She's off the scene.
Monica Rose, another one that was a stylist. Kim stopped working with her. And then after a while, Courtney did. But then Chloe apparently almost filed suit against her because there was some money situation going on. The rumor is it's that Monica Rose was stealing from her. I don't know what that means. And I was just thinking, like, how awkward must it be ending that relationship, then tagging someone new and people picking up on it? And there's obviously nothing about it, like, it would only be speculation. But then I was looking on Reddit, which FYI is quite a rabbit hole, or a Reddit hole, if you will.
Oh.
There was all this things about your one Maeve, and they were saying she split ways with Hayley because she was calling paparazzi on them wherever they went. She'd always post pictures of her and Hayley going to events on her story, and she just always had her on her social. And then someone on Reddit was like, I ran in the same social circles as Maeve. She was always trying to cling to celebrities. It was always a bit uncomfortable standing there talking and having her walk up and come and join the convo. And they were like, Maeve Riley can't. I mean, obviously, this is pretty catty. But they're like, Maeve Riley can't keep a client to save her life.
Oh, God. But if you need a celebrity client to be successful, you know, you need... But she seems like she's acting a bit desperate.
But she was so hot for a few years. Like, it's, I just think it's so weird to go from really, really, like, everyone's talking about you. She has a full-on YouTube channel where she would have all these different segments that she does, like style, denim with me, blah, blah, blah. And was really, like, really hot on the stylist scene. And now all those other ones are gone. She's now dressing Eva Longoria, but like, I'm just dying to know if there's something behind it. Dumois have said, like, put up stuff before being like she would call paparazzi on Hailey Bieber, and that's why.
Well, then you're done.
But then they all both still follow each other. So I don't know if that's like a political thing where they just follow each other to leave it. And then there was this really interesting thing saying for Maeve Riley. So this girl, Morgan, who used to work with her, now has her own clients. Erica Jane, who's in Real Housewives, and Becky G, don't know who that is. I think she's a singer. Anyway, but Morgan's able to keep her clients and they seem to love her because she is a lot more low-key as a stylist. Do celebrities prefer someone more low-key? And I think that's really big because Rachel Zoe was a celebrity stylist and then she came out with her own reality TV show and her own clothing line and all that stuff. Yeah. And that's when a load of her clients changed. I'd say it is probably a big reason why. I'm just dying to know what happened. And I've no answers for you, folks. I've gone deep on Reddit and all I can find is that she is just a bit thirsty. But like, who's saying that? Someone that hates her? I don't know.
Yeah. And I think, like, say, you're not going to be somebody's stylist forever. You know, like, it always does change. Like, Beyonce had one stylist for years and years and years. And then, like, in the last few years, like, and he was all over her social media. His name's Ty. And he just looked like, they look like such best friends, but he's gotten the boot now. And I think with stylists, like makeup artists, hair, you're really like up in someone's business. You're either naked with them in a changing room or you're like in their face. You know, it's very quite an intimate job doing any of these roles for celebrities.
It's very intense, I'd imagine.
And I'd say, like, you know, celebs probably don't have like that many friends, or like say they're working so much. Like, look at Kim's social circle. It's basically just like her glam squad. So, like, obviously she has other friends, but like when you do spend that much time with colleagues, they do become really good friends. But at the end of the day, that person's paying your paycheck. So, you know, if you don't get on with them or you fall out or if you do something that they don't like, or if they get here, whether it's true or not that Maeve was sending those paparazzi after Hayley, you know, once you get blacklisted, how you go up is how you come down. And like, or like if you go up really quickly, you have to be really careful and like manage those relationships.
Oh no.
Because like they're your breadline. And if you get badmouthed around like, say, Hailey Bieber's circles, it's no wonder she's gone to Eva Longoria.
But that just must be so awkward thinking in your head. Like, I think this probably needs to end soon.
Like, it's like a breakup.
Yeah, but like, it's about clothes. And it's about your look. Like, it must be really awkward.
From the celebrity's point of view, they're like, if you make me look like shit, like, that's on you. Or, like, if you're breaking my trust of telling the paps where I am or stealing money from me or something, it's, you know, it's quite a... You're letting someone into your, like, inner circle.
And they'd
be privy to so many conversations, like private conversations.
Think of the NDAs.
I'd say it all ends in NDAs, to be honest. But it's something I will forever be curious about.
Yeah. And like, I do think like people do fall out, much like clothes, I think with stylists, like people fall in and out of fashion. Like, oh, I'm sick of her look. I want a new one, do you know? And then like, look at, wasn't Jen Atkin, she was a hairdresser to all the Kardashians.
They're still all friends though.
Yeah, she obviously, but then through that, didn't Jen get like hair care deals and like hair brushes made, merch deals?
Oh Jesus, yeah. Her brand is huge now.
Yeah, got under the Kris Jenner wing of brand merchandising, probably got in with the greedies.
Well, apparently that's why Joyce Spinelli and them fell out, because apparently they heard she was trying to make a deal and they wouldn't get a cut from it, basically, like trying to go around them for a deal.
You don't dog Kris Jenner. Why would you? On what planet?
I'd say it is so scary. It's like we're the mafia.
It's the mafia, the Hollywood mafia. You do not, you ride their coattails for as long as you can.
That's so scary.
Which echoes back to Lamar and Caitlin's podcast, but like trying to pull a fast one on Kris Jenner, good luck, good night.
goodbye.
Like, so like, talk about biting the hand that feeds you. Say what you want about the Kardashians and the Jenners or whatever, but like, they are your fucking key to multi-million dollar success. So if you're gonna try pull a fast one, well, you deserve to get caught, because there's no way you get away with it.
Little boys that play with fire get their fingers burned. It's in Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone has any info on any of this, please let me know, because I can't find anything else on Reddit.
Yeah. A real Totsuki Momo firing your stylist, though.
But then you still, like, it was supposed to be so awkward tagging the new stylist and all that.
I know. To be honest, like, I don't think Hailey Bieber is sitting down Maeve and going, bye. I'd say it's all done through agents.
Interesting. If anyone knows, please let me know.
Like, Hailey Bieber is quite a timid little character. I doubt she's having a big sit down with Maeve.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'd say it's all agents and managers do all that stuff.
I mean, at least a third party's involved, so maybe it's less. I don't even want to think about it. But if anyone has any
insights,
please do let us know. Also, I remembered my recommendation this week in preparation.
Oh, yes. Now, before we go, Sophie, hit us up here with your recommendation.
I am recommending a nice Irish, I don't know if it's a sitcom, it's a TV series. There's 8 episodes in series 1, and I'm not sure what's in series 2. Why are you laughing?
I thought you were going to say the Irish Look, Irish Wish film.
I haven't watched it yet, dying to watch it.
Oh.
It's called The Dry.
Okay.
Have you watched it?
No.
It's really, really good. It's on ITV Player in London. So I'm assuming it's on RT Player at home, hopefully.
I'd say Virgin, maybe.
Ah, Virgin. It's called The Dry. And okay, it's basically, it's really good. It's this girl in her, I think she's about mid-30s, and she comes back because someone's passed away back to Dublin.
Okay.
And she's a recovering alcoholic, and she's coming back to the family house. And it is so good. It's both funny and like melancholic. And it's like,
oh,
there's really good music in it.
I'm looking it up here
the
now.
The details they have of like Irish homes and manners, like how her mum is dealing with the fact that her daughter is a recovering alcoholic, and you know, how that kind of generation might not express their feelings as much as her daughter's generation.
Yeah.
And it's all really familiar.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. And it's, I just watched another
I'm so hooked.
I think you'll really like it, but I just watched another 2 episodes last night, and it's getting really good. Like, a bit of sex involved. And then you can also kind of be like, oh, that's Royal Hibernian Way. So it's like a bit of spotting as well of local places. It's really good. And I was trying to, I know one of the actors in it, but the main girl, I'm like, where have I seen her? Because she's very familiar. But the acting's really, really good.
Oh my God, that's so, I literally have a list here of my TV shows that I want to watch. And The Dry has now entered
the chat.
Enter the chat, add to the list.
And I think the episodes are only like 25 minutes or something.
Oh, I need a lunchtime watch.
Yeah. Maybe don't watch it when it's kind of dreary outside though, because it can be quite melancholic. It's real. It's very real. But there's a bit of like, it's funny as well. So I'd highly recommend that.
Stunning. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Sophie. And thank you, sweet Hoglet, for listening.
We're not here next week. We're taking a week for our Easter hollybops. But we'll be back on the 9th of April.
If you like what you hear, we'd love if you could rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends so we can quit our jobs. Spread the good hog news loud and far. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can get Sophie at Soph_Lyons or at Classy Cabana. And you can let us know any topics you want us to discuss. Love hearing from you all.
Thank you so much. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.